Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life based on my doings on Silenzo's Runnings, the TikTok that life is, and the ban that the imperialist government of the West and America is trying to give to life. You know, life is a TikTok. I mean, it's, yeah, in tune with the name of the app, but then it's just what life is because, I mean, we all have watches and that's all it does. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. They didn't. They just latched onto it. Positivity is what you find. It sells you. Wish you good luck. Now, the TikTok ban. You know, it's been a long time coming. I know on my podcast, I'm always referring, but based on this Free Palestinian stuff, you know, the reality it has been. All of us we found truth on TikTok. We've been able to express ourselves on TikTok and, you know, the evil scourge of the earth, the Zionists, cannot have that. The only thing here's the thing, really. It's unintelligent, it's stupid, it's ignorant, it's just pure delusion. And it must now let all of us see how suppressed we truly are on those American platforms. I have always known I've been suppressed. As I am right now, I've deleted my Silenzo's Parliament on Spotify. And when I'm really ready to do this, you know, that Spotify as an episode in itself with all my proof of suppression and why I have the confidence in the stand to really just delete it. It has, you know, sumptuous value to me, I know. But when something that has value to me, I don't gain the value, but Spotify will package my podcast and as an exclusivity. You see, they are so delusionally arrogant that I enjoy just being able to do me with them. I deleted the nonsense because it belongs to me. Now, you can now see them wanting to ban TikTok. They must control everything. But they are unintelligent to even if you give them the reins. They don't understand. You see, let me say this. I don't get the problem with the TikTok ban. I don't get it. There are 170 million users. You understand? Now, this in itself, it's a political number. Politics is about a game of numbers. Now, guys, let's wake up. In Niger, you do anyhow, you see anyhow. And the anyhow you see, now that you have the information of all these goons that they have been bought, now start finding new people with newer values, you understand, that you are going to elect into those positions. I know they will fight, but every fight that they have been fighting has been showing more of their stupidity, right? So what stops you? Look, if 170 million people in America, I know there are some kids and all that, but by the time you check, you know, the age, you know, voting age. And because of this TikTok, it is high time Americans, you understand. I say Americans really because, you see, in Nigeria here, in Africa, I thank God we've changed parties, PDP to APC, APC two times now, you understand that? Mm-hmm. But any other party, if we get behind someone, they themselves know that we will remove them. Even this one they are doing now, that president, 2027 is all of what we are waiting for. You see, the democracy gives us power. And we are going to use that power. We will change them. You see, you work for us. We give you instructions. We don't start to beg you. If you do not do things that are in tandem with our own wishes, we will change you. It's just an office you are occupying now. Nobody will select you. So this 2024 is not just a time for Americans to start to say, who the fuck is APAC? The main issue right now is not any other two things. Forget all that nonsense they are saying. All your politicians, whether it is the closest one for you, Councilor, it must be, what do you think about TikTok? Once you don't take it, find people to replace these people. Find people. They are independent candidates. You understand? And no more Americans have money. Because you see them just start one nonsense thing, Balenciaga, 4,000 something. Do you really need all that? What is making you money? Look, people should organize. Organize. Our Nikoniko Soshi, not only us. Forget that nonsense. Nobody be God. Organize. Let this election be a turning point in the history of America. Get behind those that speak for you. There's really no begging those assholes. How many? Look, how can 1% hold down 99%? I mean, who are they mad? This is 2024. We not grief for anybody. You will be threatening them. You see, here's what's making me laugh. You see, APAC is just, you know, they are very stupid, really. They always talk about advert, that if they give you money, you will run the advert on their platform. Now, the thing about it is, see, in all my interface with digitization, even the data itself says it. Direct referral is the most effective. So Americans should start looking for the candidates of their own choosing. Leave the money. APAC does not have the money you people, the American people have. They don't simply have it. If people decide, you see, that's why humans are not AIs. Let me use another thing to expatiate. Now, I've been reading the papers. I've been watching on TikTok, sorry, on papers these days. You understand? And what have I been saying? Walmart is having serious theft issues as AI can't keep up with human smarts, needing to call police and humans to sort. You see, whenever they sit down designing some of these, their so-called AIs, they are always within themselves, seeing themselves as very smart. It was a simple thing. It's a code, right? They will just carry maybe a tomato code, cover it on. I saw a girl try to move out TV. And I saw some people moving out diapers as something else. They just cover it. You just scan it. Huh? Now, they are not having serious theft. A lot of money. Immediately, people decoded it, started using it. I hear some stalls are having issues now. They're not having to call human beings back. Remember when that retard that he called Bill Gates was saying in Africa, he's already failing there. In a New York subways, they had brought some robots, you understand? Now they're having to call the National Guard. You see, I watched one AI, you know, then when they are making these adverts and they are showing off, I'm like, are you stupid? I saw one mocking, or whatever they call it, is canvassing something that if he, something of 4,000, that if he falls now everywhere, don't scatter. If that nonsense that he's talking falls now, is useless. Look at, by the time cold came, all the Teslas became robots. They're just building these senseless things, thinking there is this humanity that are going to take over. Anytime they roll these things out, it's always very nonsensical because it cannot, you understand, react to challenges the way we humans are. And whatever we are created to face challenges and resolve these things now, that's why all their AIs that they are rolling out are being bypassed. Good. Now, this year, Americans should make up their minds. You know the truth. What do you do with the truth? That's all I can say. It is within your power to organize. Do you understand? And start to put the right people there. Because APAC thinks America is just Democrats and Republicans. I know that independents have come and they have failed before, but there's always a chance. There are some senators that are standing out. There are some House members that are standing out. Some people are still saying no to them. You know that those are not APAC funded. Find these people. Find your true representatives in America. In Europe and the UK, it's not like that. It's a monarchy system. Just that's why I'm not talking about them. The entire Europe is a monarchy system. Spain has a king. France, you know, Belgium has a king. All of them is just... So they don't even really have a democracy. They don't really have a democracy in my own view. You understand? But the beast that America is, I'm here now that I don't know if it's true that Netanyahu is actually ordering a raid on Arafat. But here is what I know. And here is why I'm kneeling God and I'm kneeling down and I'm thanking God that. Looking through TikTok today, the fight has not stopped. How those in Gaza will know how much people are doing, I don't know. But man, whatever it is we are doing, we are failing. But you see, we will fail only when we stop because this is a victory. We might have tears based on their wickedness, but truth, we stand at the end, guys. We will achieve what they think we cannot achieve. We must step confidently. I don't know how we are going to get hurt. I don't know what they are going to do. I know that there will still be tears flowing, but our will must be to win. We will win on God. Everybody's talking about it. On the African front, I'm sorry, my country, Nigeria, Tried my best. Man, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu Jagaban has sold us out. I'm reading in papers that a UK firm will do a public-private partnership on our, I think, Coastal Rail Line. And I'm like, are we going back or are we going forward? President Bola Ahmed Tinubu and his Minister of Transport, whoever is actually in charge of that. What is the sense in this? The UK rail system is about the worst in the entire planet. The UK rail system. I actually saw a video of it breaking down today. It has no new technology. It is not a matter of ambiguity. You are leaving people with advanced rail systems that we have worked with in Lagos, even as federal government. You are now going to all these deadbeat UK people. We are now even hearing now that, Ukraine is the one giving us food. Meanwhile, let me let President Tinubu and his administration and all these politicians that are, we in Nigeria, sure for us that at the appointed time, we will change all of you. You people too know now. Shebi na this time. Omo, Ambode, we survived for 4 years. President Tinubu, we will survive you too. No worry. Ah. Now, what makes me laugh is, I've already spoken about serious theft in all these their mega stores. And you see, when you say this, chaos is already loading there. President Tinubu, you are following those that they are having problems and you are using their model on those of us that don't like problem. How do we do? It is not about you and some people in Aso Rock. The world is connected. What did they happen for there with the CNN? We are well informed. I pray that those around you advise you. I always told you that it's local. You go take Oshé Dudu and local coin combat all these calamities. America is the one's advice that we take for our kidnapped children. It is the best advice. It is the best option. Konadem Duan. Even Nanu. The Ukraine, because of this Ukraine, that is why they are doing a lot of those protests in Europe. Overall. Your minister is taking a picture that Ukraine is giving us wheat. We are too rich. Baba, we are too rich. We know we are too rich. They are smuggling our food out. But nobody is stiffing the way they are doing in America. The food banks, they say it's about 2.something million people. You see, you cannot hide. There's no lying again. All these monies you people are, where are you really? At this your age, Jagaban? What is this future? The only legacy you go feel evil. And I pray God give you the wisdom. Because it is us that we judge it, not you. The one you do, now we judge them. The one you did do, now we go still judge them. And as we judge them, you say you get a giddy. But we are Nigerians, we stubborn corn. Now why I know, say now we still be we. That's why now only we, they do we. Now us, they enjoy us now. All of us know. But when the political class thinks that there's a legacy, you know, when they are saying that, what dynasty? When you go, you go. Forget. When you go, you go. The most important people, the most powerful people are not necessarily politicians. They are just normal people doing the best with their life and their legacies. Continue after them. Omoh Emole that we are celebrating was only 27 when he died. Imagine you living that long, not even be able to match up to his legend. Look, the time to take our lives, our livelihoods, into our own very hands is now, 2024. Not by fighting anybody, by just sticking to the truth. And America, and I wish America and Americans good luck. I think it's a defining year, you understand? I think it's a defining year. The TikTok ban is the only electoral matter, is all I'm saying. Because if something brings food to your table and government says it has a right based on a fear that it must remove the food on your table that is not giving you, only to collect from you, how can that be government for you? It doesn't make sense. But since democracy is the government of the people for the people by the people, I expect you understand that the Zionist mechanism of evil will be working over time based on even just this podcast. But the humans that I believe, you understand, believe in truth, stand on truth, and we act based on their intelligence, we'll be able to overcome any evil that they design. If American people decide by themselves, I'm a Nigerian, that they've had enough. then there will be enough. I did one episode, my guy Dan Bauchi and I, and he said something. He said, in Nigeria, he's a northerner. He said, their politicians know them. I think it's high time the politicians in America knows Americans. And the only way you can do this is in at the ballot. In Nigeria, this is what we do, because we're always fighting. When you vote, you will wait and hear the result. And please, because it's going to be digital, you have to be very aware of the process before it starts and start looking for individual verifications, how you're going to verify that your votes count. Look, the way humans are, you know, making nonsense of this year, AI, is giving me a lot of confidence, a lot of faith that if Americans, and I will know because they'll be speaking against it, they'll be backing, you know, non-APAC government officials. What I mean is, but if this thing says the way I foresee it, you understand? Those are the people, just based on TikTok ban, you understand? I saw one person that this state, North Carolina guy, that used TikTok to get there, sold TikTok out. No problem. Look, as it's getting there, with serious discussions, with all the intellects in America, all over the world, all of us coming together as humans, we will always find the perfect solution. And there are these ladies that have been walking the halls of Congress in America. I will really try to know their names and call it on my podcast. You know, it's been most wonderful in my life, getting to know people that I don't really know, but still knowing them, all because of this Palestinian struggle. I thank God for the side I'm on. I hope you thank God for the side you're on. Please do help me share. Thank you.